Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios, and we are going to talk high school soccer because the second round of the 3A State Championship Tournament is going to pick up tomorrow. The Emory Spartans will be on the road taking on the Juab Wasps. That's a 12-5 matchup, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Emory closes out the regular season with a record of 4-10, seem to be playing some of their best soccer at the end of the year, and we're going to talk about that right now with Coach Troy Winter, who is joining us over the phone. Coach, I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it as well.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know the last time you and I talked, it was right ahead of the final three games of the season, and those were three games, Coach, that were extremely competitive. 2-1 loss to Richfield, 2-1 loss to Carbon, 4-0 loss to Manti. That right there, to me, shows just stark improvement to where this team is now compared to the beginning of the year, because that's a tough three-game stretch to close things out with.
Absolutely. You know, playing Richfield at home, Richfield was very hungry, and in a game, you know, technically we probably should have won. We had a lot of missed opportunities, but we played hard and battled hard and stuff, and it was a very good game. That Wednesday game against Carbon was a very, very good game. Carbon's a good soccer team, and obviously we have a lot of history together. We have a lot of players that play club together. We're two communities that, you know, love soccer, and it was a very fun game. It was a very good battle. Really proud, you know, how the boys played, you know, finished strong. And the Manti game was, 4-0. The score doesn't, you know, depict, you know, exactly how the game went. We held them scoreless for the first 38 minutes of the first half, and they took advantage of two errors, two mental errors right there at the end of the game. One we just put our head down, and that second one was scored, you know, pretty easy, you know, after we put our head down and stuff. But yeah, very proud how the boys, you know, played, and we are playing, you know, good soccer right now. We are playing good soccer.
To add context to the Manti game, this is the number one team in the state. This is a squad that went undefeated, and Coach, it's scoreless tie 38 minutes into this game. It's 2-0 at halftime. I mean, you guys are still within striking distance. So again, I always love adding the context to it, right? I know there's no moral victories, but you guys did this on the road, no less.
Absolutely. It was their senior night, on the road, in a stadium that was full of a lot of Manti fans and everything. And it was a good environment. The boys came out and played hard, and we played good soccer. We had our opportunities. We had several opportunities, Jordan, that was heartbreaking that we missed. A couple of opportunities right in front of the goal, a couple of breakaways, just shooting them a little bit wide. It could have been a totally different game. So the boys played hard. They done what they needed to do and come out and they finished strong, and that's what I'm most proud of, to be honest with you.
When you go back with the team, Coach, and you look at some of those missed opportunities, I'm sure it's frustrating, and I know that a 4-10 record is not necessarily what you had in mind going into the season, but to me, the first 13 games, they don't matter. The only game that matters is that last game with Manti. When you go back and you guys go over this game, is it apparent to the boys that you guys are on the cusp of playing some really special soccer?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 4-10 is not this team isn't a 4-10 team. We've had a few ups and downs, a few mental breakdowns, trying to, play our best soccer at the at the right time. And I think that we're doing that, right now. We're playing good soccer and we finally kind of maybe found a little bit of an identity, peaking towards the playoffs is always a good time to peak. And the regular season's over and it's a, win or go home. And we want to play another day. So we're going to go Wednesday and we're going to give Juab a good battle and play good soccer and do what we need to do.
Now, I want to talk about that first round or second round matchup, Coach. So you wait for the RPI to come out. It ends up Emory being 12 and you get number 5, Juab. We shouldn't be surprised because this region it's held in such high regard in the RPI. For those who are unaware, I mean, Manti is number 1. Carbon comes in at number 4. Juab, number 5. This is it's a loaded region. It is a familiar opponent. Were you happy with that, knowing that you get to see a team for a third time?
It's kind of a Catch 22. It's a team that obviously we're familiar with. We had them here, and we played a really good game. We had a mental breakdown. And it's a game that I felt like we controlled. We did the things that we needed to do as a team, as far as controlling the ball and controlling the game. Again, a couple missed opportunities. And I'll be honest, there we showed up to their field. There was some unexpected, field dimensions, being on grass. Just out of characteristic for us, and we didn't unload well. And they come out and they handed us a pretty embarrassing loss in my opinion. But I think at that game right there, our boys decided, we're either gonna show up and play or we're just gonna fold. And after that game, we decided to show up and play. Win or lose, giving 110%. And that's what I expect of them. On an every game basis. Win or lose, if you're giving me 110% and you're playing the game of soccer the way you know how, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Troy Winter, again at the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, I don't want to look too far ahead because the most important game is obviously JUAB, and as you pointed out, it is win or go home time. But when I look at it, I mean, if you guys find a way to get past JUAB, potential to meet up with Carbon in the next round, right? I mean, the way things just kind of broke, it's an interesting stretch. I think it's interesting the way the bracket could, in fact, play out for you guys. I mean, a lot of Region 12 is represented on the left side of the bracket.
Absolutely, and I absolutely am the same way. I don't look forward to the next game. I don't. Wednesday's game is the most important game. We said we've got to show up and we've got to play that game. But human nature is we're always looking to see who we could. And when the boys seen the matchup with Carbon in the bracket, that added a little bit of a little bit more intrigue. Because we would love to play them again. What a fun, crosstown rivalry game. Kids that are familiar with each other, fans that are familiar with each other, programs that are familiar with each other. It would be fun. And we are well represented in on this side of the bracket, and throughout the throughout the region and stuff as well too. So it definitely will be fun. We have priority first is go take care of business on Wednesday and then we'll go from there after that on Saturday.
Coach, I want to go back to one of the early season interviews that you and I had, and I asked you what was going to be the identity of this team, and you pointed out defense, and obviously that's come to fruition. You guys are a very good defensive unit. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the most goals you guys have scored in a game this year are 3. Where do you need to be offensively to have some success now in the state tournament? Is it much different than the regular season?
I don't think it's much different. I think, as far as, a lot of teams that we'll go up against, could be a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game. I've always had the desire to, to build off my defense and my offense will take care of it, take care of itself and stuff. This year we've struggled, identity a little bit, with offense, but, as of late, we've had some scoring opportunities where we're just not putting them in the back of the net, and stuff there. So, I think as we continue to strive, to just, take the most advantage of our opportunities, as far as scoring, then that'll kind of take care of itself, But defense is clicking on all cylinders, and we've got a couple offensive pieces this week that we hope that will help us out a little bit.
Yeah, we'll be really generic here with this last question, Coach, and I'll ask you, what do you have to do to get a win over JUAB, knowing this team as well as you do know them?
JUAB's a very fast team, so we essentially, the two biggest things we have to do is we have to show up, get off the bus ready to play, and we have to play to our potential. And I feel that if we do those things, then we should be able to take care of business. We have to show up and play to our potential and do the things that we know tactically what we need to do, and we'll have a good game against JUAB this week.
Coach, it's always so much fun to chat with you. Thank you again for the time. Best of luck tomorrow against JUAB, and hopefully we're talking about a quarterfinal matchup on May 4th.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks for your support. And yep, we're looking forward to it as well, too, and we'll take care of business Wednesday and let the cards fall where they may.
Definitely. That's Coach Troy Winter again of the Emory High School boys soccer team. Tomorrow, they'll take on JUAB 4 p.m. winner go home time, second round of the 3A state championship tournament. That game will take place in Nephi. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's Football Tuesday, and we will talk NFL draft. The Atlanta Falcons made a stink to say the least, in the opening round, going with Michael Penix. We'll also talk about the back half of the draft, some of our favorite picks. Vinny Rondinelli is going to join me in studio when we return.